beautiful knowing that families are making the commitment this month to pray the rosary together every day. I hope that continues throughout the year. We need prayer very much these days. The way things are going in our country and around the world and in our church, and knowing that we have so many families with special personal needs, crosses that are being carried, we need to be praying for one another.
And when we pray the Holy Rosary, meditating upon the mysteries of the life and death and resurrection of the Lord, invoking the intercession of Our Lady, we are doing a great thing. The Scriptures today, especially the Gospel, can be heard by some in a way that brings some pain. There can be some nervousness. There can be a sense of being picked on when we hear our Lord's very clear teaching on the indissolubility of holy matrimony. Please know that if you have feelings inside that you're having trouble with, Father Meyer and I are both available to talk, either by appointment or in the confessional. You have reason for hope. Our God is a big God. Our God is a merciful and loving God. God has a plan for marriage, it is true. A marriage between a man and a woman, designed for the chaste love of husband and wife and the increase of the human family. But there is hope even when God's plan is not perfectly realized. So many families have felt the tragedy of divorce. So many families know of those scars and those wounds. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope as well when children arrive unexpectedly. In the vernacular, when someone is in trouble, children are beloved by God. Our Lord says, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them." He will speak elsewhere, as he did last week in the Gospel, of the little ones. The little ones. The Latin word for little one is the word fetus. Fetus means little one. On the first Sunday of October, Catholic churches all over the country commemorate Respect Life Sunday. And again, some on this Sunday, when the topic of abortion is raised, feel like they might be getting shunned or picked on. If that is you, please know that our God is a merciful God. There is no sin so great that the Lord cannot or will not forgive. There is hope for you. Make a good confession if you've not already done so. Put things in the hands of the Lord and see if you do not experience the peace that this world cannot bring. We live in a world in which more and more we are living in a culture of death rather than a culture of life. There is reason for hope even in this complicated time, with conflicting messages being sent just in the past month. We learn that a Texas law that is so very protective of human life in the womb, very, very protective of the dignity of the human person from conception until death, that this law was upheld by the Supreme Court of our country. What a wonderful thing. And in this past month, a bill was passed by the House of Representatives of our country that would eliminate any and all protection of the unborn. It's not yet law, and we pray that it will not become law. We live in a time when there is conflict, but there is reason for hope. I feel a sense of hope around here on a number of occasions, especially when I'm driving down one of our many country roads and I see out by the roadside a sign that says, "Choose life." What a simple but beautiful message. Choose life. And when I see one of those signs, I say a little prayer, asking that if perchance someone is passing by who is anguished about what to do, that that message will be taken to heart and that they will indeed give life a chance. Those signs are reason for hope. I had reason for hope this past month when I learned that 120 of our Dearborn County Catholics made their way over to Cincinnati to participate in 40 Days for Life, maintaining a vigil of prayer and peaceful witness in front of the Planned Parenthood facility. The facility where so many abortions occur. It's a powerful witness, 40 Days for Life, something that goes on all over the country. And why does this witness take place in front of Planned Parenthood? Because Planned Parenthood is the largest single provider of abortions. In fact, it would be fair to say that the bread and butter, the meat and potatoes of Planned Parenthood is the practice of abortion. And while it is claimed that other health care services are provided at those locations, and while it is true that some are, blood pressure checks, cholesterol screenings, they are exactly the same kind of health care services that are available at every CVS and every Walgreens and nearly every other pharmacy in the land. We must not believe the public relations department of Planned Parenthood. We must follow the money and see what the real issue is. It is claimed that if Planned Parenthood facilities disappeared all over the country, that countless souls would be deprived of basic health care, especially the poor. But this is not true. In our country, the grand total of Planned Parenthood facilities numbers 665. 665 such facilities. At the same time, over our country, there are health care centers, clinics, that provide comprehensive care, including mammograms, never done at Planned Parenthood, available for the poor, and the number of these legitimate health care clinics, the number all over our country, 13,540. 13,540. Health care will continue to be given to the poor. The kind of health care that Planned Parenthood does not provide. I'm given hope by those who participated in 40 Days for Life, as well as those who will participate in Life Chain, an event that takes place all over our country. I know that there's a Life Chain going on in Lawrenceburg this afternoon, right near St. Lawrence, right on 50. Think of how many cars will pass by to see that witness, that public witness, that life matters, that life deserves a chance, and that there are plenty of people ready to help, including those who help out at the Pregnancy Care Center, also in Lawrenceburg on 50, right behind the Wendy's. Big sign in front with a very discreet entrance in the back on the other side of the building. Wonderful care is extended to those who need help in choosing life. And I know that there are many who are helpers with the Pregnancy Care Center, and that is a wonderful thing. Young people, you know that you are on the front lines of all of this. You know that you're on the front lines of the pro-life movement. Because when a friend gets in trouble, they will seek you out long before they come to talk to me or to a guidance counselor or to a teacher. They'll go to see you. They'll ask, "What should I do? I have an assignment for you if you choose to accept it. Go and take a picture of the Pregnancy Care Center. Stop at Wendy's and have a Frosty along the way. Take a picture and keep it in your phone. And should anyone tell you that they're in trouble, they don't know what to do, you'll be able to show them that picture. And you can say, "Come with me. And I'll introduce you to some folks who can help and who will be there for you to help you every step of the way to choose life, to make the right choice, the choice to do what is good and right and holy and true." There is reason for hope these days. Jesus says, "Come to me. And let the children come to me, and do not hinder them." When we stand up for life, when we stand up for the dignity of the human person, we are heeding the words and the example of our Savior. We are doing the right thing. During this month of the Holy Rosary, during this month of Respect Life, may we truly ask the intercession of Our Lady to help us to have the strength and the courage and the fortitude that we need to always stand up for life and to always give life a chance.